In my one-on-one with Aaron Colvin, the new cornerback, I really like this guy. I mean, I like all of them, but this guy, I asked him at the very end, you know, what is the Slick Way all about? That's his nickname, yeah. Slick. And at the very end, he's just like, I do one thing, and that's ball. And so I can't wait to see what this guy does, because he's been classified and sort of pigeonholed as a slot corner, a very good one. But he says, and I think a lot of other people believe, he's more than just that.
Well, it was interesting because I asked him in our radio hit with him, inside or outside, which one would you rather play? And I think one thing to keep in mind with all these guys that play slot corner in the NFL, so to speak, is the fact that these guys are so good in college, they don't play inside in college. They play outside in college. And so learning how to play inside is something Aaron Colvin has done. So I asked him, he said, at heart, I'm an outside guy. But then he stopped and he said, but I'm the best nickel corner in this league. I thought, well, that's pretty confident.
Yeah.
I like that because I feel like Boye and Ramsey in that secondary, the confidence that that group showed, which I was blown away by, I think it rubbed off on Colvin.
Yeah.
And hopefully that rubs off on this defense as well.
And that's perfect that he can play both ways, because what do we hear all the time from this coaching staff, and what have we heard since 2014 when they got here? Versatility, flexibility, you got to be able to play a few different spots. All right, a lot of folks at home, I'm sure, are saying, okay, that's nice, but what about the offensive line? Who's going to protect Deshaun Watson? Texans went after some help there. Three guys up front, they added some beef. Good chance you've got at least one starter at guard, maybe two, and then perhaps a starting right tackle in Shontrell Henderson, who's maybe in a bid for comeback player of the year after starting out so well in 14 and then having his struggles the last two, 3 years.
Yeah, and the struggles,
health-wise,
exactly, have to do with his health. And he said, I'm fully healthy, I'm ready to go. That, to me, Shontrell Henderson would end up being the gem of this group if he is able to get to his potential. Look, he was the number one high school recruit in the country a few years ago. And when he walked through the doors of this room the other day, we've seen all kinds of NFL players.
He's a mountain
of a man.
He's a massive man. I did my one-on-one interview on a step about 4 inches up.
If he hits and he can take one of the tackle positions, you're going to get guard covered, you would think, between Fulton and Kelemete. You got to feel pretty good about what you're doing on the offensive line. If Martin get back healthy. We talked about Derek Newton. Boy, that would be great if he could come back healthy. Mm-hmm. And you're not done. Like you said, free agency, maybe there's another piece coming. And also in the draft, I think from rounds, I would say 2.5, somewhere between the second round, third round on, I think you can find some pretty quality offensive tackles. The guard depth is all the way throughout this draft.
With those three linemen and the cornerback, you got rugged. This is a rugged, rugged addition, set of additions for this team. All right, don't go anywhere, because coming up on Texans 360, John Harris and I put the film on. Don't miss that and more after the break.